Welcome to Morning Invest, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the show that helps you build wealth. We are live every morning right here at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Except today, we had an internet problem, so today is pre-recorded. So my apologies to all of you who are there on the live stream. But please subscribe and be a part of our daily live. In today's show, Congress rolls out their Green New Deal for housing. Who will benefit from this? We're going to hear from Bernie Sanders and maybe where some sectors we could be investing in as a result of this. Plus, it's 420. That's right, 420 day. It's Dogecoin day, Doge Army. Are they going to push the coin to new record highs today? Will it hit 69? Will it hit a dollar? And Bitcoin on a path to 100,000. So all of you people who are worried about the dips right now, you're worried about this 56 dip, don't worry about it. It's bouncing back. And I have a feeling this thing is going to be hitting 60, 65 in a short amount of time. So if you are worried about this dip, don't cry. That's part of the game. Also, Apple holding their first event of the year. What can we expect? And some new iPads, new iMacs. I just bought a bunch of Apple stock yesterday. I think that there's going to be some pretty interesting announcements today that could drive that stock up to 150 range. So more on that in a little bit. Plus, did Joe Biden cave to Joe Manchin on raising taxes on corporations? Look at all of that and more as we talk stimulus this morning and infrastructure. Morning Invest starts right now. All right, everyone, let's start with the markets this morning. And we might as well start with Bitcoin because I know everyone's concerned about where this thing is going. Are we in this second dip right now? And, you know, look, it went back up to about 59. And I think we're in this sort of double eve pattern right now, which could have this thing rising nicely to 100,000. That's what a lot of analysts expect this thing to rise to, over 100 or, you know, 100 at least, and more than that. Pretty exciting on the Bitcoin front. So just stay tight on Bitcoin. When Bitcoin moves, everything gets hurt. And Ethereum also got hurt, but bouncing back a little bit. It's down around 2,000, now bouncing back up. So still down about 2%, but Ethereum rocketing. But everyone's talking this morning about Grover Coin. No, I wish they were talking about Grover Coin. I wish they were talking about my dog. I think I'm going to start one. And I know a bunch of you wrote me yesterday and said, yes, you would support a Grover Coin. GR. And we have to figure out the symbol, you know, GRVR, Grover. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But no, what everyone's talking about today, though, is, of course, Dogecoin. And that is where all eyes this morning on the Doge Army. Can this thing push above 69? The goal is for them, of course, they, you know, want to get this meme coin joke to 69. It depends. We'll see how many Dogecoin bulls pull into this thing right now. 37 cents is when I bought in again. I made a bunch of money last week when it popped. But the Doge Army is coming. Doge Day is here, 420. They want it to go over a dollar. I don't know if it'll get there, though. We'll see. 69, though, might be the area that it ends up happening. All right, let's talk stimulus now. Why is Joe Biden even wasting his time working with Republicans? That's the question I have this morning. Because right now we're at the phase of the negotiations over President Biden's American Jobs Plan, where both sides are trying to show that, look, we are the true negotiating partner here. We're the more reasonable actor in this $2.5 trillion dance. Chuck Schumer came out swinging yesterday and says he'd like to work on infrastructure with Republicans, but, you know, he thinks that they're just going to try to sabotage things. We're not going to wait around for them to continue to sabotage.
Now, of course, we're not completely out of the woods yet. Despite the roaring success of the American Rescue Plan, we must continue to bolster our economic recovery and create good-paying jobs for American workers. That's why infrastructure, big, bold infrastructure, remains at the top of our priority list. There isn't a community in this country without some glaring infrastructure challenge, be they crumbling roads, bridges, or school buildings, aging sewer systems, housing property, or an under-reliable internet. If America is going to compete in the 21st century, we can't have an infrastructure that's stuck in the last century. So Congress, in coordination with the Biden administration, is going to work on a comprehensive jobs and infrastructure bill this year. Today at the White House, President Biden will meet with members from both parties to continue bipartisan discussions on an infrastructure package.
And he hopes that they can work together. I love when he talked about reliable internet, and that's exactly what I'm experiencing this morning. Yeah, can we get some better infrastructure, please? Please? Because let's be clear, these two sides are miles apart right now. I mean, they are miles apart on infrastructure. Biden and Democratic leaders want to spend $2.5 trillion. Republicans are interested in less than $1 trillion. Democrats want to raise corporate tax rates. Republicans want user fees. Struggling to find any idea of agreement between these guys right now. I mean, they need to fix the federal infrastructure, and they only agree that, hey, we need to fix infrastructure and that the government has to have some role in repairing it. That's it. That's like all they agree on. I mean, these list of disagreements, I mean, is massive right now. And it's all political theater. I mean, at this point, do you really believe that Democrats are going to work with Republicans? Republicans and actually come to the table on this? I just don't buy it. One area, though, that I do buy is that President Biden looks like that he's caving on taxes. Democrats seem to be teaming up with Republicans to make sure that taxes don't go up. This is, you know, and you've got liberals saying, hey, don't spend so much time working right now with Republicans. And then you have moderate Democrats like like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema saying, we're not going to support a plan that increases taxes beyond 25% for corporations. And so it looks like Joe Biden's willing to stick it to 25 instead of going up to 28%. So Joe Manchin wins again. Kyrsten Sinema wins again. Again, caving to these middle of the road, corporate bound, corporate paid for Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Remember this come election time. Well, in Arizona, they're already fully aware of it because Kyrsten Sinema's popularity in Arizona has plummeted, and rightly so. Voting, you know, against a minimum wage increase, pushing, and then, of course, headlining an event just last week, an anti-union event. She's a Democrat? She used to be in the Green Party. Like, what the hell happened to you? I don't get it. But speaking of green, let's talk about the Green New Deal. There's a Green New Housing Initiative, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rolling this out yesterday. Today, we are reintroducing the Green New Deal for public housing, because with millions on the brink of eviction, millions underemployed, and a coming climate crisis, I don't think it's coming, it's here. I mean, it's here. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we've already got this problem. Anyway, investing in our housing infrastructure has never been more important, she says. And here's what it would break down to. She said the Green New Deal for public housing would improve living conditions for nearly 2 million Americans, lower utility costs, reducing energy bills up to 70%, dramatically reduce lead poisoning, unsafe drinking water, and air pollution, create 240,000 good-paying union jobs. The Green New Deal. Bernie Sanders weighing in on this. At the time of unprecedented crisis, we must move forward to boldly address the systemic and existential threats facing us today. And that includes combating climate change, making sure that every American has safe and a decent place to live. Went on to say, it's unacceptable that our nation's public housing is in a state of chronic disrepair and energy inefficiency after generations of government neglect. The Green New Deal for public housing addresses our climate and affordable housing crisis together in a way that transforms our energy system, rebuilds public housing, and creates hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs in low-income and working-class communities. So that is the Green New Deal. And we need it, folks. I don't know if you've looked around. Later today, I'm going to be doing a live stream on specifically on real estate on my real estate investing channel. By the way, if you're interested in learning about real estate investing, I'll have a link below in the description to that channel. And you can come check it out. Actually, I'll put it right up here, a little card for you, so you can check it out. But I should mention that, you know, real estate is as hot as it's ever been. Prices are the highest they've ever been. And the demand is off the charts. And interest rates, if you read our newsletter, it's, you know, we have the daily interest rates in there, below 3% for a 30-year fixed rate. That's virtually free when you take into fact the inflation in the United States. 2%, come on, virtually nothing. And that's why, you know, people are gobbling up properties like crazy, but who can afford it? It's more affluent Americans, unfortunately. And that's the major problem. Aaron Glantz is a reporter from NPR. He was on The Rising Show and had this to say about it.
Well, we have an incredible situation right now where the Case-Shiller Home Price Index is at its highest level ever. Housing prices have never been higher in American history, at least as long as they've been tracking it. And yet, at the same time, the economy itself is in the crapper, right? People don't have jobs. Businesses are closing. So what could be going on here? Well, the good news is that there's a foreclosure moratorium, so people are not losing their homes. More good news, interest rates are low, so capital is cheap. If you want to get financing, it doesn't cost as much. So there is a lot of interest in buying, and that's driving up prices. The problem that you alluded to is who can afford these high prices? And what we're seeing is speculators rushing to the front of the line, grabbing property with cash before families even have a chance to access the American dream.
And that's the rub. So all of these speculators, these big institutional investors, Wall Street, big hedge funds coming in, swooping in, buying all these houses up, just waiting like hawks, like predators, just like, you know, hovering right now, just waiting. They're just hoping that they can swoop in and grab some of these properties. And that's sad part is that these, you know, so many Americans are sitting there, they can't afford it. Interest rates are at a record low. You know, President Biden wanted this first-time home buyer credit, $15,000 for people to use towards a down payment, but that's not going anywhere just yet. We have a foreclosure moratorium, which is great. And housing prices are soaring and people are making so much money in housing. But again, it only serves a part of the economy. It only serves a part of the population, right? It's those who are left behind that continue to get left behind. They've lost their jobs in the sectors that were most hit by the pandemic. Their rents are going up. They can't pay their rent. They can't get a mortgage. That's America. So we absolutely need a new Green New Deal for housing. And I really, you know, I champion this, you know, this laundry list of things. These are just some of them. But I mean, reducing lead poisoning. I mean, how in the United States do we still have lead poisoning happening? I mean, it's unbelievable. More on the news this morning in a minute. We're going to get to the Apple event, what to expect today. I just bought a bunch of Apple stock last night. I believe that stock is going to jump nicely. I'll tell you about what the Apple event will unfold. I will tell you what the Apple event will look like today, what new products we can expect in just a moment. But I want to first tell you about our show sponsor today, our friends over at IP Vanish. That's right. You're going to get 65% off right now if you go to our link, which is ipvanish.com/morninginvest. You're going to get 65% off, and it's a fantastic way for you to browse the internet safely and securely. With an anonymous IP address, it's a virtual private network. It's a super important tool that helps you browse the internet safely. Whether you're doing online banking or school study, whatever it happens to be, you don't need people snooping on you, right? It's all encrypted. It's all encrypted and protected. Whatever you're reading, whatever you're searching, whatever you're watching, whatever you're doing is protected. No one else's business, right? That should be no one else's business, especially hackers. No governments, no firewalls, no hackers can get access to your information. I mean, it's happening more and more and more. So protect yourself. I never use the web without my VPN turned on. So go to ipvanish.com/morninginvest to claim your 65% savings. It's $3.49 a month. That's it. Amazing. So ipvanish.com/morninginvest. Our thanks to them. All right, let's talk about the Apple event today. So the Apple event at 10 a.m. Pacific time out there in Cupertino. It's going to be a virtual Apple event. No more, at least right now. I used to go cover these and you'd be in a big room. Steve Jobs would be there, Tim Cook, everyone would shake hands. You'd say hi to everyone. You'd go play with the new gadgets. You'd talk to other reporters. That's not happening. That's not happening, at least maybe for another year or two. Who knows? This is their spring loaded event. This is their first event of the season. Their stock is in the 100, low 100 range right now. And I think that this thing could pop up to a price target of over $150 a share for Apple. I am a big Apple investor. It's one of the few big companies that I invest in. Mostly I'm in crypto and real estate, but this is a company I've been in for a while. Okay, so here's what we can expect today. We could see a new iPads Pro, so I don't know what size. We'll see if both the two sizes get upgraded with new processors, the iPad Pro. I'm excited about that. I'm an iPad Pro user. I'm really excited about this, the iPad Mini. I'm hoping that we get a new iPad Mini because the current iPad Mini, and this is what it looks like. This needs a change. Like, this is the old body, the old form factor. I'm hoping that the new iPad Mini, if we get one, will have the flat sides like, you know, on the new iPhones. I'm hopeful of that, but don't hold my breath. AirTags. AirTags in case you lose your keys, or, you know, an Apple TV remote. You could put an AirTag on it. And what's cool about the idea with AirTags is that you could, I'm hoping what we're hearing is that you would use augmented reality, meaning you could hold up your phone and look through the lens of your phone, almost like in real time. So I could like hold up my phone and I could see where the remote is in the house. Like, oh, I lost that remote because I have an AirTag stuck on the side of it, like a little sticky AirTag. I could say, oh, it's over there. It's behind that box. Just by looking through the lens of my phone, it would know where it is using augmented reality. Imagine you're out in a field playing with your dog and you lose your car keys. Well, with AirTags, you could literally use it where it would drill down and show you exactly where your stuff is. I mean, how many times do you lose your keys every day? I know I do. How many times do you lose your wallet? I lose it in the house. I don't know what pants pocket it's in. I don't know where it is. And with AirTags, presumably that's how these would work with the Find My network that Apple rolled out. So some pretty exciting stuff. Anyway, that's what I'm hoping for on the AirTags front. No new Apple Watch. It's got an Apple Award on my watch. We won't see that probably until the fall. New Apple Watches. And what else? What else? What else? We've got also, we probably will see new Apple TV. I'm hopeful of a new Apple TV. That needs to be upgraded. And new Macs. I'm hoping for new Macs. Their new M1 Macs, especially iMacs or the larger desktop models, we could also see today. So those are some of the big, this needs a new change. I mean, this needs a change. This still has this old, you know, big bezel at the bottom here. So we could see new iMacs today with a new silicon chip. So I'm excited about that. So at 10 a.m. Pacific time, right here at Apple's campus in Cupertino, we'll see new Apple hardware and new maybe software discussions as well. We'll see. So yeah, again, keeping your eye on that stock. Look for, it's been holding in that 130 range for a while. It's just been like stagnant, just staying there. But here's a company sitting on $90 billion in cash and huge, huge silicon advantage over over Intel. I mean, Intel, I had this Intel MacBook that's sitting down here on the floor, I disconnected it. And it was the top of the line just a year and a half or 2 years ago that I bought, fully maxed out. And compared to this new M1 Mac that I'm running right now, it's night and day difference. So they have a huge competitive advantage right now over Intel on silicon. And I think that stock could jump nicely this afternoon after these announcements. So keep your eye on Apple. That's all the news I have for you today. Please subscribe to the channel. Don't forget, we have a daily morning newsletter. Go to morninginvest.com and grab it. It's super easy to subscribe. Just go right here, put in your email address right there. Boom, super simple. And then you subscribe to our daily newsletter that we send out first thing in the morning. So go to morninginvest.com and subscribe. Grover thanks you. Grover thanks you for your support and also for Grover Coin as well. Much love to all of you. We'll be back here tomorrow live. Hopefully the internet will be fixed. We'll see you bright and early.